Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast and hope you will enjoy this one because today is D-Day for Boris Johnson. And of course, I'm referencing the fact that polls opened today in Tiverton and Honiton and in Wakefield, two English constituencies where Boris Johnson's political fate may be decided, even as he's buggered off with Kerry to Rwanda. So I hope you'll enjoy this. And if you do, don't forget, hit the heart button. And if you enjoy the stuff we put out here, please support us by buying me a coffee, a link below, or going to Donor Box, link below as well. Okay, so what's occurring today, guys, is really quite significant. So there's these two by-elections who have been called, They've been called because the incumbent Conservative MPs were forced to resign in disgrace. In Wakefield, in the north of England, Imran Ahmad Khan, well, he was forced to step down after being convicted of sexually assaulting a teenage boy. Okay. Meanwhile, in Tiverton and Honiton, Neil Paris was, you may remember, he had to quit after he was filmed watching pornography in the House of Commons. Yeah. These are the fine, upstanding characters that constitute the ranks of the Conservatives. So anyway, they both had to resign in disgrace, basically. And now the West Yorkshire seat of Wakefield has been safely Labour for a long time until it was taken by the Conservatives in 2019. But Labour are the clear favourites to win it today. That's a red wall seat. And that's a red wall seat that would be falling to the Labour, which, you know, it's going to cause a real panic amongst all those other Conservative red wall MPs who must surely see the writing on the wall for them too. So the forecast is that Labour will win Wakefield. Okay. Meanwhile, in Tiverton and Honiton, which is in Devon, this is seen as neck and neck between the Conservatives and the Liberal Democrats. Now, despite the fact that the Conservatives had a majority of more than 24,000 votes in 2019, this is now seen as a marginal seat, and the Lib Dems could win it. I think they're underplaying their chances, which I understand the reasons why they might do that. But if they do, it will be billed as the biggest majority ever overturned in this way. There may have been previously higher percentage swings, but in absolute terms, no one's ever overturned a 24,000 seat majority. That could happen today. It just depends. It depends. Even if it comes close, it's a hammer blow to Johnson. So, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see how this one plays out. Obviously, I would imagine the turnout will be pretty low, but bear in mind that this is what happens when these sort of by-elections are called, because they don't have the same level of national publicity. You'll get a low turnout. But it doesn't matter what the low turnout is. All that matters is the result. And in this case, it could be that Boris Johnson may lose two seats. But I think almost definitely he will lose one seat. But don't get me wrong. I totally despise Labour and the Lib Dems. I think they're appalling. But I also think the Johnson is appalling as well. So this is going to be a very important moment in his political career today. So even as the media want to talk to you about, oh, he's off in Rwanda, look at him and Kerry's looking so elegant in Rwanda as they talk about climate change and other such garbage. As that's happening in Rwanda, the British people, the English people in Wakefield and Tiverton, Honiton are out actually casting their votes. And so it is possible that I'm not sure what point in the day or what point it's going to be tomorrow morning this is announced. But whenever it is, I would expect that that's going to further then trigger those in the Conservative Party who think that the 1922 committee need to shorten the period for which there can be potentially a leadership challenge. As you know, the Conservative rules it rule is you can only challenge the leader once in a year. And I think they're going to try and change that to make it once every 6 months, which would mean that the next challenge will fall round about the party conference season towards the end of the year. And I think at that point, you're going to see people really struggling. You're going to see energy prices really high, food inflation rampant, interest rates really high, mortgage rates really high. All of that stuff's going to be hitting. And I think at that point, there's a fair chance that I think Boris Johnson may indeed be removed from party leader. Now, of course, does that mean much? Not really, I suppose. In one way, it would be nice to see him fall, but whoever replaces him will be as equally awful as he is. And that's why it's a mug's game if you're trying to play the party politics route and say, well, you know, yeah, like at the end of the day, the Tories are bad, but Labour would be worse. No, they're all bad. You need to get that thinking out of your head. They are all bad. And therefore, supporting any of them just sustains the whole clown show. But as I said, this is quite pivotal today. To lose a red wall seat will trigger a seismic wave through all those other red wall Conservative MPs. And there are plenty of them. They'll all panic. And if they lose Tiverton and Honiton, well, honestly, that'll be the biggest loss there's ever been. That would be historic if that's the case. And it would be an unbelievable victory for the Liberal Democrats should that happen. Now, we should say, we will watch this one and I will report back, but just making you aware of the fact that this is Boris Johnson's D-Day. Thanks for listening.